Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and welcome to day 10 of the series of readings and meditations that I've prepared for you. Today I'm going to read an excerpt from The Eternal Now by Paul Tillich, a philosopher and theologian born in Prussia in 1886. And this excerpt comes from the chapter on salvation. In the ancient world, great political leaders were called saviors. They liberated nations and groups within them from misery, enslavement, and war. This is another kind of healing, reminiscent of the words of the last book of the Bible, which says in poetic language that the leaves of the tree of life are for the healing of the nations. How can nations be healed? One may say, they can be liberated from external conquerors or internal oppressors. But can they be healed? Can they be saved? The prophets give the answer. Nations are saved if there is a small minority, a group of people who represent what the nation is called to be. They may be defeated, but their spirit will be a power of resistance against the evil spirits who are detrimental to the nation. The question of saving power in the nation is the question of whether there is a minority, even a small one, which is willing to resist the anxiety produced by propaganda, the conformity enforced by threat, the hatred stimulated by ignorance. The future of this country and its spiritual values is not dependent as much on atomic defense as on the influence such groups will have on the spirit in which the nation will think and act. And this is true of mankind as a whole. Its future will be dependent on a saving group, embodied in one nation, or crossing through all nations. There is saving power in mankind, but there is also the hidden will to self-destruction. It depends on every one of us which side will prevail. There is no divine promise that humanity will survive this or the next year, but it may depend on the saving power effective in you or me, whether it will survive. It may depend on the amount of healing and liberating grace which works through any of us with respect to social justice, racial equality, and political wisdom. Unless many of us say to ourselves, through the saving power working in me, mankind may be saved or lost, it will be lost. But in order to be the bearers of saving power, we must be saved ourselves. The wall separating us from eternal life must be broken through. And here is one thing which strengthens the wall and keeps us sick and enslaved. It is our estrangement and guilt which are the impediments which keep us from reaching eternal life here and now. The judgment against us which we confirm in our conscience is the sickness unto death, the despair of life, from which we must be healed in order to say yes to life. Healed life is new life, delivered from the bondage of the evil one. Here the last two petitions of the Lord's Prayer become one petition. Forgive our trespasses, and deliver us from the evil one. This is one and the same thing. And if we call Jesus the Christ our Saviour, then we mean that in him we see the power which heals us by accepting us, and which liberates us by showing us in his being a new being, a being in which there is reconciliation with ourselves, with our world, and with the divine ground of our world and ourselves. And now the last question. Who shall be saved, liberated, healed? The fourth gospel says the world, the reunion with the eternal from which we come, from which we are separated, to which we shall return, is promised to everything that is. We are saved not as individuals, but in unity with all others and with the universe. Our own liberation does not leave the enslaved ones alone. Our own healing is a part of the great healing of the world. Therefore, two other petitions of the Lord's Prayer also ask the same. Save us from the evil one, and thy kingdom come. This kingdom is his creation, liberated and healed. This is what we hope for when we look from time to eternity. Deliver us, heal us. That is the cry of everything that is, of each of us in unity with all mankind and in unity with the whole universe. The divine answer is, I shall return to me what is separated from me because it belongs to me. I am liberating you today as I did before and will do in the future. Today, when you hear these words, I am liberating you. I am healing you. Do not resist. Thank you.